WTAW News Time is 8:04. It's 39 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zinert. The College Station City Council has unanimously approved its first changes in regulating oil and gas drilling since 1991. That's after spending 2 hours listening to more than 40 speakers, most who wanted 1,500 feet between their homes and oil wells. Texas A&M professor Sarah Brooks was among those saying 600 feet wasn't enough.
Admittedly, a bigger distance than people have used in some other towns in Texas. But I don't live here because this is an average town in Texas. I live here because this is an excellent town.
Councilman John Nichols called it a tremendous step forward.
It isn't perfect, and no ordinance is, but I heard Mr. Gibbs list 14 major improvements in terms of more rigid or more regulatory expectations for the industry.
The council majority also considered the ordinance a work in progress and is subject to future changes. The Bryan City Council gave no clear direction on where to locate future skate parks or a super park. That's after staff recommendations earlier this month to add 15 ball fields on existing city-owned land at the Bryan Regional Athletic Complex, replace the skateboard facility at Williamson Park, and at Sue Haswell Park convert the Lions baseball field to a skate park. You can see the recommendation online at WTAW.com. Deputy City Manager Hugh Walker says they've been working to relocate baseball teams from the Haswell Fields should the council want to go in that direction.
We have identified a couple little leagues that have been visited with, and they're willing to work with us. So we think we can work around some of the logistics there. We also realize that it's named Lions Field after the local Lions Club. We actually have staff members that are members of the Lions Club, so they have visited with their club to see if they'd like to have a skate park named after the Lions Club, which they declined. But they were willing to consider having the other baseball field, which is called Haswell Field, named Lions Field.
As for the super park, Bryan staff reported they were working with College Station on amending state law to expand how hotel occupancy tax money can be spent in order to build large athletic facilities where hotels and other amenities can be located. Governor Abbott has announced Board of Regents appointments to Texas A&M, the University of Texas, and Texas Tech Systems. One of three members of the A&M board will continue, subject to Senate confirmation. That's current chairman Phil Adams of Bryan. Not reappointed were Jim Schwartner of Austin and John White of Houston. The new members are both Aggie alumni. They are Bryan native and Fort Worth business owner Bob Albritton and Dallas attorney Bill Mahomes Jr. Online at WTAW.com is the complete list and biographies of nominees to all three boards. Authorities have made arrests on arson charges from two recent residential fires.
One was Wednesday night at a home behind Central Baptist Church. Family member lives at 4141 Hicks. 20-year-old Ronnie Guyton told Brazos County Sheriff's investigators he struck a match to light a cigar containing synthetic marijuana, but the match burned a finger and he dropped it on his bed, which ignited the bedding. Guyton's accused of failing to use proper caution with a lit match around flammable materials. Guyton and a woman who lives in the apartment were not hurt. The other was last Thursday in Bryan, where 18-year-old Devin Shepley of Bryan's accused of setting fire to a garage and second floor apartment on East 23rd near Sue Haswell Park. Deputy Fire Marshal William Bowes says they received assistance from the state.
Accelerant canine officer did his work and hit on a positive sore spot, and that sample was sent off for laboratory verification.
The apartment was occupied by another man who Shepley caught sleeping with his girlfriend. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 8:07. It's 39 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 8:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
For the last 60 years, the Continental Antique Show has been bringing you quality antiques and collectibles. This weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the famous Continental Antique Show comes to the Brazos Center. 50 vendors from over 10 different states display estate jewelry, furniture, sterling, prints, Persian rugs, books, Americana, pottery, glassware, and more. Check the newspaper for discount admissions. Seniors receive 50% off entry this weekend at the Continental Antique Show at the Brazos Center.
Welcome to the Bible Minute, brought to you by the BCS Church of Christ, located on Highway 30, just outside of College Station. Psalm 122, verse 1 reads, I was glad when they said unto me, Let us go into the house of the Lord. Friend, are you able to say the same thing? We at BCS Church of Christ invite you to come study and worship with us. Our times and location are found on our website, bcschurchofchrist.com. That is bcschurchofchrist.com. At the BCS Church of Christ, we seek to worship God according to the teaching of John 4:24. In this verse, Jesus makes it clear that the true worship of God consists of having the right attitude and the right standard. We must make sure that our heart is sincere, but also that our worship is according to God's pattern of truth, as found within the Bible. We at BCS Church of Christ invite you to come study and worship with us, located on Highway 30, just outside of College Station. Thanks for listening to the Bible Minute.
It's 8:09, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling. They're your home for Lennox products to keep your family comfortable all year long. Barker's Heating and Cooling.
Storm system that brought the rain to the area yesterday and last night will result in scattered showers for today. Temperatures will be around 50. Storm moves away from us finally tonight. Skies will clear. Lows will be 35 to 40. Weekend looks nice, partly to mostly sunny for tomorrow, highs 55 to 60. Few clouds, lows 40 to 45 tomorrow night. Mixture of clouds and sun develops Sunday, and it turns warmer, highs near 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Here you go, it's 8:10. Let's go to Austin. Kyle Cassell joins us. Good morning, Kyle. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. How are you doing?
Good. Normally on a Friday, you'd be back in Bryan College Station or in Brazos County, but you're over in Austin today. Things a little different?
Well, not too different. We worked a little later yesterday in the office meeting with constituents and folks, and with the rain, I'd made a safe choice to stay here and drive this morning, so I'm going to tie up a few of the loose ends and head that way.
Yeah.
Can't wait to get home.
Earlier this week, we had beautiful weather for the inauguration. I'd like to get your thoughts of how that went for you.
Yeah, absolutely. It's 40 degrees today, and on the inauguration day, we got sunburned sitting out watching an incredible ceremony. I'd forgot to grab a hat, so I was still a little sunburned, and it's kind of fun to be sunburned in January when it's 40 and raining.
Hey, sunburn and low taxes. That's what Texas is all about. And speaking of that, Forbes magazine actually in an article that came out yesterday saying that Texas is poised to be a model for pro-taxpayer policies in 2015. That's something that obviously is good for us from a business standpoint and as individuals as well.
Absolutely, and you heard in both those addresses from General, I got to get this going, Governor Abbott and Lieutenant Governor Patrick, that was a key priority and for both of them, and I think we heard that from Speaker Strauss as well. So we're looking forward to, you know, want to talk about the budget a little bit, if you'll let us, from the House perspective and from what Patrick's saying. Hopefully this will go really quick over the next few weeks once we get committees. I think Lieutenant Governor Patrick's going to knock that out this week, and we may have committee assignments by the end of the week, first week of February. So as we've been going so slow, we may fast forward this thing in a week or two.
Well, it would be nice because we know that looming out there are a couple of things, transportation and public ed. What are you hearing as far as public education over there this week?
From what I see, we are, from the House budget, you know, with only increasing spending 0.2%, we still have a funding enrollment growth for public schools. And, you know, Proposition 1 in November told us that transportation was important, and we're going to end the diversion to the State Highway Fund. Not only that, also extend DPS border security operations through August of 2017. That's huge.
It is. Now, one of the things that I know there at least have been a group of people who have been talking about, while gas prices are so low, this might be a time that the federal government would increase the tax on gasoline. Have you heard any of that? Is any rumblings over there in Austin?
You know what I love about being here is my mind and focuses between the Sabine, the Red, the Gulf of Mexico, and the Rio Grande. But we never know what's going to come out of D.C.
Well, that's true. But, yeah, and again, we've got our revenue projections, and things seem to at least stay healthy, even though we know that the gas prices are not going to be where they have been in the past. I guess that also speaks to just how diverse the economy really here is in Texas.
Absolutely. I'm watching these oil prices. You know, that's playing a big role in where the budget will end up eventually. But with gas prices being low, there's some optimism. People are keeping more money in their pocket. They're being able to move economic development other places by expenditures that they didn't think they were going to be able to have. But I'm ready for oil prices to come back up. It's a lot safer to count on what our future economic growth will be.
Well, we certainly like that happening. Kyle Cassell joining us from Austin. Finally, what's going to be happening next week, at least before those committee assignments come out for you?
For me, it's continued meetings with constituents and folks here, making sure our legislative process, and we're ready to be a part of it. I've been very fortunate to start to get to know a lot of these freshman members, and I tell you what, the state of Texas sent 25 good ones to us, and the House is in a good position to lead. I love the fact that we are led by a strong speaker, and we've got some great members. You know, it is a true representation of the state of Texas.
Well, we'll look forward to everybody getting their committee assignments and marching orders. Kyle Cassell, District 12 State Representative, joins us on Fridays. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time this morning. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Look forward to, hopefully I get to see you this afternoon. And yes, next Friday we'll be on the phone.
That's the deal. Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Yeah, it's 8:15. Folks from the City of College Station, join us in just a minute.
Learn to decorate like a pro. The Chocolate Gallery in downtown Bryan teaches cake decorating classes for adults and children. Adults can attend a basic buttercream class or the cookie decorating class, each taught by a professional chef instructor. Or book a children's private party to decorate cookies, cakes or cupcakes. All the tools and equipment are provided. Just bring yourself and be ready for fun. Call the Chocolate Gallery at 779-2804 for the adult class schedule or to book a private children's party. Or find us online at bcschocolategallery.com.
8:15, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Turn our attention now to the City of College Station. David Brower is in here this morning. David, how are you?
Doing well, sir. How about you?
Excellent. You know, whenever you come in here, it's to talk about home buying and trying to make a really big deal, and sometimes first-time home buyers have a whole bunch of questions, and you're the guy who provides answers, right?
Yes, sir, and we've got a home buyer education course coming up in February, so it's going to be the Monday nights in February, the 2nd, 9th, 16th, and 23rd at Fire Station 6. You can go to cstx.gov/homebuyer to sign up, but we'll take you through the whole process. So
now, how long does each session last?
They're an hour and a half, so okay. It's going to be from 6 to 7:30. So
okay.
we broke it up. We realize people don't want to come, maybe don't have time to come sit for hours and hours at a time.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that we hope to do with the class is put home buying in perspective. We think it's going to be really valuable for folks, whether you're way down the road for buying a house or if you want to buy one in the next couple months. We look at it as a goal, a financial goal, just like any other goal. So we'll go through budgeting, credit. You'll learn all about how that works. It's kind of a word that makes people want to put their head under their pillow sometimes.
but it's something that you need to have lined up. And again, if you're a first-time home buyer, you think you know English, but you end up with words, as I say, you know the words individually, but put together in that order, it really becomes very confusing.
That's right. And you know, kind of like knowledge is power, or like G.I. Joe, knowing is half the battle.
Yeah.
What's a point? What's private mortgage insurance? And the unknown is scary, and so if that's demystified, you can know what it takes to get there, make it a goal, just like any other financial goal, like sending your kids to college or buying a car or going on a vacation.
Yeah.
And that way you can actually make it happen.
Sure. And as you say, the credit, I mean, that's the sort of thing that you need to make sure is in good shape, take care of whatever problems you've got ahead of time, so that's a good road. Now, is there a cost to the program, David?
No, it is free. If you want to buy a book, we'll have one available for $20. But
okay.
Otherwise, I can make PowerPoint slides available, so...
Excellent. Okay. Yes. So good program, and is there any limit to the size of the class?
There is. It's at the fire station, and there's a little fire marshal deal on the door
that
says no more than 24 people in this room, so
okay.
we cap it at 24.
All right, so you need to go ahead and do that. Now tell us where the website is or how they can sign up.
You can go to cstx.gov/homebuyer. All one word, or you can give us a call at 764-3778.
That's all pretty.
Sign up for the course.
Pretty good. Any other news you have for us today?
Sure. We have a brand new down payment assistance program. So if you are at or below a certain income for your household size, and so just to give people an idea of that, a household of four can make $46,000 a year or less. A household of one can make $32,200. But we have a program where we will provide... and this is new. It's gap financing, a shared equity 0% interest loan.
Oh, wow. So in other words, if you could qualify, if the house is $150,000, you can qualify for like $125,000, then you guys come in and make that gap filled up?
Right. It's up to 30% of the sales price.
Oh, wow.
So we have potentially a large amount available. And now the shared equity, what that means is whatever profit you have when you sell your house, portion of that comes back to the city, and it's equal to whatever amount percentage the city put into the deal. So if we provide the full 30%, you sell a house and have a profit. We put in 30%, 30% would come back. If we put in 10%, 10% would come back.
You actually make more money than you lent out. I mean, this is a money-making. I mean, it's not the purpose of money-making, but let's say that 30% ended up being $20,000. 30% on the sale price ends up being $22,000. Then $22,000 is paid back to the city. Is that the way that works?
Well, so whatever's borrowed comes back. So if we put out $10,000,
okay.
Whenever you move out of the house, whenever that is, if it's 50 years down the road,
okay.
It comes back to the city plus that percentage of your equity. So if it was 10% and you made $30,000, mm-hmm. you bought a $100,000 house, sold it for $130,000, 10% of $30,000 is $3,000. So
okay.
it would be that $10,000 plus the $3,000. And the idea is houses in College Station have been shooting through the roof astronomically, which is a good thing. That's a good thing, but it's made it to where folks who, hardworking families, $46,000 a year, we help clergy, firefighters, teachers.
Mm-hmm.
They've been priced out of the
traditionally
market.
Traditionally not qualified to be homeowners, and they do that.
To a certain
extent. Now, where does that money go back in general revenue fund, or where does the...
No, and these are all grant funds.
Okay.
So these are funds the city receives, a home investment partnership grant. And so the idea is when it comes back... 10, 20 years from now, it comes back in dollars that'll be able to make the same loan instead of a diminished loan.
I see. It goes right back into that.
Right.
How long does that process take, David, if people want to make application to that, basically?
It can be. We get pretty quick turnaround with doing our pre-qualification. So you get an application in. There's a $20 application fee. You got to have a credit score of 600 or better. We believe that somebody needs to have skin in the game, some of their own funds. So you have to put 1.5% of the sales price down yourself. Then it's just a matter of getting qualified. You have to go to a lender, your bank or a mortgage lender. You get a first lien loan or a second lien. But as soon as that process, usually about a month
so
from pre-qualification, if you can get your financing.
That's really pretty fast.
Right.
It really is.
So we'll do that. And we're hoping it really opens up the market to gives opportunity to a lot more people.
Okay, so tell us again the name of that program if they want to call or email you about it.
Sure. It's the City of College Station Down Payment Assistance Program.
Okay.
For more information, you can go to cstx.gov/downpayment.
Good.
One word.
Good stuff this morning. Thank you, David. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Scott.
Yep, we visit with the folks from the City of College Station on Friday. It's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full-service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
For the very best in swimming pool maintenance, service, and repair, call the Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's also the service center and warranty provider for all major equipment manufacturers. The Pool Guy not only services what he sells, he'll even service what his competitors sell. The Pool Guy will make sure you and your family have a hassle-free swimming pool that's clean and safe to use all summer long. Call the Pool Guy, 575-6200, 575-6200, official corporate sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics, the Pool Guy.
The Aggie Report is next.
Football coaches pick their best starters each week. Your Aggie Kubota dealers always have an all-star lineup ready to work. Like the rugged new Kubota RTV X900. It's the next generation of North America's top-selling utility vehicle. With a powerful Kubota diesel engine, over 1,100 pounds of cargo capacity, and a new VHTX hydro transmission. Visit AggieKubotaDealers.com for a chance to win an RTV X900 of your own. That's AggieKubotaDealers.com.
The Learfield Sports Directors Cup honors the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division, men's and women's sports. The prestigious award continues its reign as the crowning achievement in college athletics, noting the remarkable efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook. Find us in USA Today, online, and on Twitter at LS Directors Cup. Over two decades of excellence, the Learfield Sports Directors Cup.
Texas A&M will take on the University of Tennessee in Knoxville tomorrow. That game will tip at 12 noon Texas time. Our broadcast on this radio station will begin at 11:30. Here's Texas A&M head basketball coach Billy Kennedy, his scouting report on the Volunteers of Tennessee.
Tennessee has won at home. You know, they've beaten Butler at home. They've beaten some good teams. Play a totally different style than everybody else. Play a 1-1-3 zone the whole game. They'll trap out of it. It's a team that I coached against for 6 years at Murray State. He was at Morehead State. We both competed for championships while we were there.
That's where he came from.
He came from, well, he went to Southern Miss, then he went to Tennessee. Yeah. So it's a good team. They won a lot of games last year. They used to win it in Tennessee. That's a tough place to play.
Aggie basketball coach Billy Kennedy. The Aggies take on Tennessee and Knoxville tomorrow. 12 noon is tip time, Texas time. 11:30 is our broadcast on this radio station. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
The Aggie Report is brought to you by Cornerstone Home Health, the foundation for your loved one's health. 776-5620.
Congratulations to Cornerstone Home Health, voted best home health agency in the 2014 Best of the Brazos. Cornerstone Home Health provides an effective continuum of care at home, from skilled nursing and therapists to loving caregivers to help with bathing, companionship, med management, Alzheimer's care, and more. Cornerstone Home Health brings many of the services offered in a hospital or nursing home to individuals in their own homes. Call Anthony Fava, Texas A&M class of 06, for a free consultation. 776-5620. Cornerstone Home Health.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Time to talk arts. And Chris Dyer, CEO of the Arts Council, is here. How are you this morning?
Good, good. Well, kind of dry, you know.
You know, it's a little bit wet out there, isn't it?
That's okay. I like to see that occasionally.
Yeah, that's true. All right, you brought a guest with you.
I did. The Children's Museum of the Brazos Valley in Bryan has a brand new director, and Jabot here is with me today, and they've got a lot of exciting things going on, and he's just going to tell us all the cool stuff. Hope we can fit it all in our time allotted.
Excellent. Jabot, thanks for being with us this morning.
Yes, I'm glad to be here.
Tell us a little bit about you first, and as you're the new director.
Well, I'm from Brenham, Texas, home of Bluebell Ice Cream, not too far outside of the Bryan College Station area. I recently graduated from the George Bush School of Public Service and Administration and got a degree in management from there. And I've worked with local nonprofits in this area.
Well, you know, you got a great new location. That's kind of fun. After being in downtown Bryan, now you're kind of more centrally located between the two cities.
Yes, yeah, so we're excited about our new location as well. Just this past weekend, we had our grand opening on Saturday. We had over 1,000 people come by. Also, we're starting our new venture called Sponsorship Sundays, and that is going to be a thing where people come out every on the last Sunday of each month. We ask a local business here in the Bryan College Station area to open our doors, and then the children can come in, learn a little bit more about our educational programs that we offer there, and it's a thing where we also sponsor, we promote them as well.
One of the other things that's coming up, you know, as nonprofits, they look for fundraising events that can really work and stand out. And a few years ago, you guys caught lightning in a bottle with the daddy-daughter dance. This thing is just, this is tremendous, and you got it coming up, don't you?
Yes, sir. The daddy-daughter dance has been a long-standing tradition that we've had. It's a great way for daddies and daughters to come together. This year, our theme is boots and tutus. It's a Western wear theme, and we look forward to it. There's going to be a lot of things like arts and crafts, photo booth opportunities. It's just going to be a great time.
Well, we congratulate you on your new location, on your new position. Daddy-daughter dance is something to look forward to. Folks, it'll sell out. If you're new here, it does sell out. So if they want to register for that or find out more about the museum, what's the website?
Yes, our website is www.cmbv.org.
All right. Anything else you want to share with us this morning?
I'm just saying, come by the Children's Museum. We're in our new location on 4001 East 29th Street, Suite 80. In Bryan, Texas.
All right. Thanks a lot for the time this morning. What else you got for us today?
Well, something really exciting coming up, our Empty Bowls Junior program, and we've partnered with Bryan Broadcasting, which includes all you guys. You're so good to us. But we're getting together close to 17 or 18 schools. They're producing artistic bowls, and we're going to partner to help fund the Consolidated High School Food Bank. So that's a big event. We're actually doing it in the parking lot of this building. So we'll have a lot of live remotes here. We talked Ben into it. You know, he's always game for stuff like
that.
We're
glad to do that.
We will have thousands of people descend on this on the Emerald Park Plaza, I guess, and so we're really excited about that. So I'm sure we'll follow up with that, but get it on your calendars. The weather's going to be beautiful. I'm pretty right. You heard it right now.
That's right. So, we've got that. And what's the website if they want some more information on everything going on with the arts?
ACBV.org.
There you go. That's Chris Dyer here from the Arts Council on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You want good TV and high-speed internet. Everyone does. The satellite professionals at Starfire can take care of both. Starfire is the only dealer in the Brazos Valley to offer DirecTV and Dish Network for your TV viewing and Exceed and Hughes for high-speed internet. If you're looking for great TV and high-speed internet at the best possible price available anywhere, call Starfire today. Starfire, 279-2788. 279-2788. Starfire, serving the Brazos Valley since 1984. Call Starfire today.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. Physical intimacy issues and ED for men are getting a lot of attention these days, and there are some fine products on the market that address this situation. But up until now, the only ones that really work are available only through a physician and on a prescription basis at a very high cost. Restore MX from the Activate company is specifically formulated to help with ED and the natural slowing down that is often caused by age, high blood pressure, diabetes, and other normal physical conditions. Restore MX is made in an FDA-approved American pharmaceutical lab. In clinical trials, the vast majority of men reported greater frequency and a much higher stimulation. And Restore MX's low price ensures that men can take the supplement daily and be ready whenever the time is appropriate for intimacy. Restore MX from the Activate Company. Find out more at www.active8products.com. That's active and the number 8, products.com. Or call toll-free 800-465-4411. According to him, his friends called him Square, a real square. They even made the shape of a square with their hands when they said it. You remember that? Did Chris care? Nah, I really don't think so. This clean-cut young man knew what he wanted out of life. And even if it wasn't the most popular thing to do at the time, mostly because of the political climate, he didn't much care about that either. He was going to follow his father in his career. Dad was a major general in the Air Force, and that was enough for Chris. Now, if you know anything about military families, then you also know that moving from base to base is a reality. You don't get too attached to one school because you won't be there long. So Chris focused on achievement. That was a word this young man took seriously. Let me tell you how seriously. After high school, he attended Pomona College. Scholastic excellence and athletic excellence was just part of his name, really. He was on the honor roll, the dean's list, and an honest-to-gosh football hero on his team. He was a sports writer for the college newspaper, and he stayed the course on his dream. He became an ROTC commander. His articles were picked up by the big boys, and soon they were appearing in Atlantic Monthly. Next move was a biggie, even for this lad, a full scholarship to Oxford. By now, he had several publishers after his manuals, and his first novel was released, a second on the way. But you know, even with all this literary success, he was not distracted from his goal in the military. Not at all. He was a pilot and a captain. He served his country in Germany. And then a really big break came. He was offered a position as an instructor at West Point. He took it gladly, finally realizing the dream he had since his schoolboy days. Chris was where he wanted to be, doing what he wanted to do. So he turned his attention to his next love. And you know, folks, I'm beginning to wonder where he found the time to have a next love. But he did, and it's one that made him a household name. Not the talented sports writer, not the successful novelist, not the learned Oxford scholar, not the pilot and instructor major at West Point. No, none of those. It's a little-known fact that he became known and loved to the rest of us when he applied his writing talents to his other love, music. And boy, do we know who he is now. The very talented Chris Christopherson.
Does shutting your eyes boost your memory? I'm Bob Pershawn, and this is Science Update. Closing your eyes can help you remember details of an incident. But closing your eyes in front of a stranger could make you uncomfortable, and stress can hurt your memory. Does that stress kill the benefit? Researcher Robert Nash at the University of Surrey in the UK had volunteers watch videos of a crime. Some were then questioned by strangers, others by people with whom they'd become friendly and comfortable. The verdict?
We found that when people closed their eyes, they were able to answer more of the questions correctly. What we didn't find, though, was any effective rapport on the benefits of eye closure. So closing your eyes helped memory whether you'd built rapport or not. And that wasn't really what we expected to find.
So closing your eyes seems to be a memory booster, even if you're a bit uncomfortable. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Microsoft has to get this one right. They're running out of options. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up. You know all that junk mail you get for pre-approved credit cards? Well, that led to David's identity theft nightmare. Someone stole his mail, accepted a credit card offer in his name, and snatched the card from his mailbox before he had a clue. David even got a driving citation after a criminal used his identity during a traffic stop. This motivated David to become a member of LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. And in the time since he signed up, LifeLock's gotten even better. With their new LifeLock Ultimate Plus service, you're provided protection for your identity, bank, and retirement accounts, credit cards, even the equity in your home. Look, no one can stop all identity theft, but LifeLock Ultimate Plus provides the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. Make a resolution to help protect yourself in 2015. Visit LifeLock.com/Kim now or call and use promo code Kim to save 10% on your LifeLock Ultimate Plus membership. 1-800-417-3841. 800-417-3841. 800-417-3841.
Network does not cover all transactions.
There's a saying that I like to use as the president in our annual company product meetings. If you don't innovate, you evaporate. Take Microsoft. They can't get people to stop using Windows XP, even though they no longer issue security updates. 24% of all PCs still use it, and it's ancient in computers, 13 years old. Some 52% use Windows 7, 14% use Windows 8. No one waits in line for Windows products like they do, say, Apple. However, with great fanfare, Microsoft announced this fall we'll have Windows 10. Now, don't yawn yet. It runs on everything from phones to the Xbox. It comes with Cortana, the digital assistant, Spartan to replace Internet Explorer. Users can create multiple desktops. But wait, the start menu returns, which had been removed from Windows 8. I knew that would get you excited. Windows 10, innovative? Hardly. Keep up to date on everything digital at commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 39 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. Yesterday's single-day record for rainfall set back in 2006 has been replaced with 2.9 inches falling at the airport. Though the rain has let up, the area is still dealing with some saturated soils and swollen creeks. We've seen out our windows, and we're getting details right now from College Station Police about an accident on northbound Highway 6. It would be north of the Rock Prairie overpass, but still south of Emerald Parkway. And Brandon Webb with the Bryan School District says 300 students are affected this morning by buses not able to make stops due to flooding. Those families have been notified. It took 27 drafts to come up with College Station's first update to regulating oil and gas drilling in 24 years. More than 40 speakers addressed the city council. One of the few residential supporters was Bill Whitehead, who talked about walking around the Emerald Forest neighborhood in eyesight of five wells.
The only noise that bothers us when we go for a walk or when we're in our house is from the highway. We don't hear the rigs. The only odors we hear that bother us are from the wastewater treatment plant.
Councilwoman Blanche Brick was part of the unanimous vote accepting what was considered a balance between competing interests.
I come from an oil family in Longview. I also live very near to Kilgore. I know that oil wells can't exist on the same block with people and have for a long period of time. When they were drilling in Kilgore in the 1930s, that was urban drilling. It didn't just start.
Before the final vote, the council turned down a pair of amendments, including one to increase the distance between homes and wells from 600 to 1,500 feet. New skate parks and or the creation of a super park in Bryan is still in the study phase. The Bryan City Council earlier this month reached no consensus on recommendations from city staff and the Parks and Recreation Board. Online at WTAW.com, you can see those recommendations. The council did not act on Deputy City Manager Hugh Walker's request to hire a consultant to add 15 fields at BRAC, the Bryan Regional Athletic Complex.
We see it adds four baseball-type fields, several soccer or football fields,
additional baseball fields into the next to Highway 6, so a total of 6, and then some other amenities. Again, it's conceptual, so if we wanted to do some other type of amenities, we could do that. It's a blank slate.
There was no discussion of last year's proposal to convert the municipal golf course to a super park, but the concept remains alive, as Walker explained, working to amend state laws to pay for a super park with hotel occupancy tax money.
We'd like to work with College Station staff to see if they have some changes, and they've suggested they have some input that they'd like to provide, and then we want to come with you all and share that, and then get with the lodging associations and see if we can't get their support.
The city council was given 4 options for skate parks, including replacing one at Williamson Park and adding one at Sue Haswell at the site of the Lions Club baseball fields. 2 residential fires during the last 7 days led to arrests on arson charges.
One definition of arson is failing to use proper caution with a lit match around flammable material.
It can be because you just don't think enough about the actions you're taking, and you can be held criminally negligible or reckless, and that is also in one of the levels of arson.
Bryan Deputy Fire Marshal William Bowles says that's what led to the arrest of a College Station man following a house fire Wednesday night behind Central Baptist Church. According to the arrest report, 20-year-old Ronnie Guyton told Brazos County Sheriff's investigators he dropped a match on his bed while trying to light a cigar containing the synthetic marijuana K2. When his bedding started smoldering, he went to the kitchen to get some water. When he returned, there were flames. Guyton and a woman living in an attached apartment at 4141 Hicks escaped without injury. Guyton told also investigators before the bedroom fire, he was in the backyard lighting paper on fire following an argument with his grandparents, who own and also live at the house. And one of the firefighters told investigators they responded to a second fire in Guyton's bedroom in June of last year. It was a week ago yesterday, Bryan firefighters put out a fire in a garage that extended into a second-floor apartment north of Sue Haswell Park on East 23rd. According to the arrest report from the fire marshal's office, 18-year-old Devin Shepley of Bryan admitted starting the fire after he caught his girlfriend sleeping with another man who was renting the above-the-garage apartment. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
New blood is headed to the Board of Regents of the state's top university systems. Governor Abbott has nominated 2 people and wants to keep a 3rd on Texas A&M, the University of Texas, and Texas Tech boards. Joining the A&M board, subject to Senate confirmation, are Bryan native and Fort Worth businessman Bob Albritton, Aggie class of 1971, and Dallas attorney Bill Mahomes Jr., who in 1969 became the first African-American to graduate after 4 years in the Corps of Cadets. Albritton and Mahomes would replace another Aggie, John White of Houston, and Jim Schwartner of Austin. Continuing on the A&M board would be current chairman Phil Adams of Bryan. The governor also wants Steve Hicks of Austin to continue serving on the UT Regents and Mickey Long of Midland on the board at Tech. Biographies of all the appointments are online at WTAW.com. News time is 8:41. It's 39 degrees. We'll have more for you today at noon with Chelsea Reber or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Whether you're an avid shooter or you're just trying to learn, Gun Corps has a training facility, and it is the best one in town, bar none. Concrete pad and covered so you can shoot no matter the weather. And a staff of trained professionals that can teach you something that maybe you don't know. For class times and information, go to gun-corps.com or the regular brick-and-mortar location on Texas Avenue and College Station across the street from the Kettle in the same shopping center as Prospectors. Increase your survivability. Gun Corps. We're practical meets tactical.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have 3 BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as 1 in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
John Deere began selling tractors and implements decades ago, and he knew that nothing runs like a deer and still does. Sioux Falls Prater carries the commercial and industrial line of John Deere products, but they also sell everything for today's gentleman farmer and ranchers, like their bagging systems for your riding mowers starting at $349 or steel leaf blowers for $149. And for the serious producer who needs to stay warm and needs serious power, ask about the 615 M-Cab tractor with $7,000 cash back or $2,000 off and 0% for 60 months. Offer expires 11/30/14. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity you can afford. Nothing runs like a deer.
8:43, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Considerably cloudy today with leftover showers. Temperatures close to 50 this afternoon. Skies are going to clear overnight and lows will end up somewhere between 35 and 40. For the day tomorrow, we'll turn partly to mostly sunny. We're going to be warmer. Highs will reach 55 to 60 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, partly to mostly cloudy, lows 40 to 45. Occasional sunshine develops Sunday with a high around 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So, just wondering if you guys listened to Kim Komando this morning.
I did.
I thought I'd play this again. Oh, that doesn't matter.
Microsoft, they can't get people to stop using Windows XP, even though they no longer issue security updates. 24% of all PCs still use it.
Wait a minute. Let's say that again, Kim.
24% of all PCs still use it.
Wait, did you not hear me?
24% of all PCs still use it.
How about the other ones?
14% use Windows 8. No one waits in line for Windows products like they do, say, Apple.
Yeah. Once again, now, what was that percentage?
24% of all PCs still use it.
Okay. Market share! Just saying.
However, with great fanfare, Microsoft announced this fall we'll have Windows 10. Now, don't yawn yet. It runs on everything from phones to the Xbox. It comes with Cortana, the digital assistant, Spartan to replace Internet Explorer.
But most importantly, and the thing that just annoys the hell out of me with Windows 8...
But wait, the start menu returns.
I'm just saying, you could have it back anyway. It was there in Windows 7.
The start menu returns.
Oh, God, Scott.
Wow.
I'm just saying. There. Now I might do that. Now I might go ahead and do that.
From the people who brought you passwords such as 123456 and 111111.
I don't have any of those.
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying. I like the idea.
It is a good idea.
Yeah. They need to bring that back. They made it change too radically. It was just too radical a change.
Yes. Fine. Fine.
Just saying. Thank you.
It's pretty impressive to have an operating system that works on everything.
I agree.
Operating system to rule them all.
But you have to think of all sorts of consumers out there. And as they said, and she mentioned it, I mean, XP's 13 years old, which is ancient. I mean, that's 127 in dog years or computer years or something. I'm just saying. It's there. You know, it's still popular for a reason. People
and a testament to its success.
Yeah, right. I would agree. So the Curiosity.
Do you feel better, though?
Yeah, I do. I'm one of the 24%. The Curiosity rover may have captured a photo of a gub on Mars. An image taken from the rover robot has an object in it that appears to look exactly like a hand gub.
Exactly like a
gub.
Oh, dang it. See, that was going to be really kind of funny.
Okay.
I just blew it.
You want to try it again?
Shattering kaboom!
Oh, there you go.
Iridium Pu-36 explosive space modulator.
That's it. The amateur astronomer who noticed it and said, you know, presumed there was a pistol on Mars. Joe White is a space video journalist and runs the YouTube channel Art Alien TV. Spotted the item in question and analyzed it. He says, "Is this a hand gub on Mars?" End quote. 45-year-old astronomer says this object is about 5 to 8 inches long and looks very much like an old flintlock pistol with a trigger, barrel, and handle clearly visible.
Man.
You're looking at it now.
I am. But, yeah, I mean, if you had said flintlock pistol, I wouldn't have even bothered.
Yeah,
it's like picking up a stick in the woods.
Yeah.
Pew, 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 pew.
It's like picking up a stick in the woods.
Wow.
Well, all right, here, wash your ears out with this, things that are out there in celestial. The comet being studied by the Rosetta mission is a lot weirder than first thought. Early results from the Rosetta mothership in orbit around comet 67P say the icy rock is duck-shaped. Duck-shaped with two lobes. Discovery News says the Rosetta research team is working on theory about why the comet looks like a duck and flies like a duck.
Does it quack like a duck?
I don't know.
One
idea. It was originally two comets that somehow melded together. Huh. Okay. Do you think it was like the Martian mind meld? No, who is that?
Vulcan.
Vulcan mind meld. Yeah. Anyway. Another theory is that the neck of the duck-shaped rock was formed after being eaten away over time.
So the duck, was it roast duck?
Yeah, it could have been like a Peking duck. The comet's mass is roughly 100 times the mass of the International Space Station. The comet has a bulk density similar to cork or wood. Discovery News says that means that the nucleus of the comet has an internal structure that is fluffier and more porous than computer models previously
have
predicted.
It's like a cotton ball.
It's like a fluffy duck is what it would be, wouldn't it? It's a fluffy
duckling.
Duck. Yes.
This is Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Katie Dempsey, and today, Deanna, executive director from Mosaic, is calling in. Can you share with me a little background behind this organization?
Mosaic is a private, faith-based organization. We provide supports to people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. Most of our funding is received through Medicaid funding, but as you know, with the current state of the economy, Medicaid is just not enough for most of the people that we support. So we do some sustainable fundraising efforts and things like that, and we also give people an opportunity to interact with us in a volunteer capacity so that we can better serve the people that are entrusted to us.
So you need volunteers. If someone's listening and they want to get involved, in what ways can they do that?
First is our day-to-day operations. We operate a rehabilitation program connected to our office at 402 Oak Street in Bryan, and we serve folks in the community who live in their own home or in a family home, and we also operate three group homes in the area. And some of those folks come in, the people who don't have competitive jobs, come in and learn skills to get a job or to keep a job or just daily living skills. It just depends on the level of a person's disability or what tasks they're involved with day to day. Choose a person and work with them directly, give people extra attention. Work with folks as they learn to fill out job applications or learn daily living skills as they participate in arts and craft activities, those kind of things. Any of that is appreciated. Additionally, we have mentor programs. So people who are interested in making a friend, you know, going out, go to the movies, go out to dinner, any kind of community activities, anything that you do normally, if you want to take somebody along with you, that's a great volunteer opportunity, and you can have some one-on-one interaction with somebody that's a little different than you or somebody that may share your interests. Many of the people we support have been institutionalized for years and years and haven't got a lot of friends, don't have a lot of family around, that kind of thing. And so it's always a good thing when people can make connections in the community where they live and expand their social circles. Another thing that we're stepping up are our social interactions with each other. So we're doing dances and parties about every other month to give people an outlet and an opportunity to meet folks and build relationships. One of the people that volunteers with us already is a student at Texas A&M, and she came and helped put the party together. She stayed during the party. She took pictures of people. She danced. You should have seen the faces. It was incredible. So those kind of volunteer opportunities are available, and it's something that's really easy and fun. And it gives back to you as well as to the people we support.
And what's the best way to contact you?
The easiest way to get involved with us is through our Mosaic Allied Voices. Because many of the people we serve can't speak for themselves, a lot of times legislative issues come up, opportunities to talk to senators, congressmen, that kind of thing, about legislative activities that involve people with intellectual disabilities. That mosaicalliedvoices.org. You can go and sign up to be a MAV. And anytime there are opportunities to speak for us and with us to support people with intellectual disabilities, you'll get an email and instructions on how to do that.
That's mosaicalliedvoices.org. I'm Katie Dempsey, and this is Bravo Brazos Valley.
Hey, Brazos Valley, this is Mark down at Sovac City. You ever walk into your vacuum shop and you're looking going, man, what kind of bag do I need? What kind of belt? What kind of filter? Well, at Sovac City's new superstore, we have everything you could possibly want. We got thousands of bags, belts, filters. If we don't have it, it probably doesn't exist anymore. Sovac City, it's a giant superstore filter filled with everything that you need. Sovac City, we're on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City Superstore. Come on down and see us.
Good morning, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's about 7 minutes till. TEF, have you heard of TEF? Do you know what TEF is? Huh? TEF is the ingredient that all the hipsters will be scanning menus for this year, according to Halawella.
TEF?
TEF. TEF is one of the ancient grains that we keep hearing about. Has a mild, sweet, nutty flavor. TEF is, I think, the smallest grain, but it is a tiny grain. It's similar to quinoa, and I'm a big quinoa fan. Like that a lot. And it's like millet. It's indigenous to Ethiopia, very high in iron, calcium, fiber, and protein, and naturally gluten-free, most importantly. Expect to see it baked into flatbreads, pizza crust cooked in polenta, pancakes and porridges. Ooh, International House of Pancakes presents the TEF pancake.
Does it go with bacon? That's all
yeah,
I care
it
about.
Probably could. It probably could. You mix it into veggies, so you can actually sprinkle it into your salads and that kind of thing. Other trendy for 2015 ingredients you can expect to see, radishes and jicama and kohlrabi, which is turnip cabbage.
I like all of those things.
Jicama is just tough to work with, though. I mean, it's got a skin like a pineapple.
Yes.
It's really, really tough. It's much better if you go to, I don't know, do they have that at Golden Corral? I don't know.
Yes, you put chocolate on.
That's exactly. You put that in the chocolate fountain. That'll be really good. Anyway, so those are your trendy things. Your daily mug of coffee may also help you against melanoma, the deadliest form of skin cancer. Study in the Journal of the National Cancer Institute found that coffee drinkers less likely to suffer from malignant melanoma. The study also found that skin cancer risk decreases with every cup consumed. Go for it. WebMD says four or more cups of coffee a day linked to as much as a 20% reduced risk of malignant melanoma.
Woohoo!
Drink up and feel good about that. Okay. Big development with implications for what you eat. The Washington Post said scientists have come up with a way to make a sort of kill switch in genetically modified bacteria. Breakthrough is seen as a critical step in making GMOs, that's genetically modified organisms, more attractive to the food and farming industries. Now, so that you understand this, genetically modified bacteria is designed in labs to be resistant to viruses, so that makes them harder to kill. And if the bacteria escape the labs, then obviously it would have a true competitive advantage if it's out there in the wild. That's why getting a kill switch is important for these GMOs. And you've heard about GMOs. Lots of folks have talked about this. The idea that the UN is against GMO corn being shipped to countries in the third world because they don't know what that, you know, like you'll grow a third ear two generations from now or something like that. So they're concerned about that. GMO is already being routinely used to create insulin and to produce biofuels, and corporate agriculture heavily dependent on GMO crops like corn and soybeans. So getting a kill switch on the bad stuff that could be released out into the world will probably be fairly important. So now wash that serious stuff out with the fact that they're going to remake the movie The Blob.
Ooh.
Yeah, that ought to be something. Simon West, who directed the films The Mechanic, Con Air, and Expendables 2, going to do this film. The immortal Steve McQueen started in the original back in 1958. They dropped it in Antarctica. That's how they filled it. They froze it, I'm just telling you. They may do it differently this time.
Well, yeah, because Antarctica is going to be melted.
Oh, you're right. That's true. Yeah. By the time that happens, you're right.
Before Gergeot, New York was a fashion line, it was one woman's dream. And when she wanted space in the heart of Manhattan, Regis made it happen for a fraction of the cost. With beautifully furnished offices and administrative support staff, Regis gave Gergeot the professional image she wanted and the place to make her life's work a reality. So when you're ready to start your business or take your business to the next level, Regis is there. Regis, the new way to work. Call 1-800-OFFICES.
For the last 60 years, the Continental Antique Show has been bringing you quality antiques and collectibles. This weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the famous Continental Antique Show comes to the Brazos Center. 50 vendors from over 10 different states display estate jewelry, furniture, sterling, prints, Persian rugs, books, Americana, pottery, glassware, and more. Check the newspaper for discount admissions. Seniors receive 50% off entry this weekend at the Continental Antique Show at the Brazos Center.
Hey, kind of cool. Using lasers on metal, scientists have created a new material that is so water-repellent that drops can bounce straight off of it.
Yeah, it's like super waxed. It's
awesome,
kind of cool.
Video.
Yeah, surface can be used from everything from preventing ice from developing on airplane wings to creating self-cleaning toilets. Like the airplane thing, that's pretty cool.
I like the self-cleaning toilet thing.
That too. Christian Science Monitor says optical physicians at the University of Rochester in New York created the water-hating material by laser etching a microscopic pattern on a metal surface. And unlike traditional chemical coatings like Teflon, the new material will not wear off.
Yeah. Okay. Durability was one question, but also scaling it, because how long does it take and how much does it cost
to
get a square inch of
that? That's for sure. Federal Trade Commission found Dish Network liable for making 57 million calls, which violated the federal telemarketing rules.
Wow.
Zowie bams. That could get expensive. They say that it could be up to $16,000 per incident. That won't happen. They'll get a frequency discount. But, man, something else. On this date, 1845, Congress decided all national elections would be held on the first Tuesday after the first Monday. That confused us.
Yeah.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame had their first class entered in 1986. They were Chuck Berry, James Brown, Ray Charles, Fats Domino, the Everly Brothers, Buddy Holly, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Edis. There you are. All right, weather's going to get nicer. Just get through today. Duck and cover. Man, if you have to travel out west or up north, it's going to be cold here in Texas. Anyhow, it's 40 right now, 48 for a high today, 58 tomorrow, and 60 over the weekend. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.